With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Relations between the U.S. and Ukraine have taken a turn for the worse. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
President Trump and Ukrainian President Zelensky have engaged in a bitter public feud, which is souring relations between the two countries. Zelensky, unhappy that he was left out of last week's talks to end the Ukraine-Russia war, said Donald Trump was living in a Russian-made disinformation space and wanted the White House team to be more truthful. The president snapped back, calling Zelensky a dictator without elections, and even blamed the Ukrainian leader for Russia's invasion 3 years ago. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A new AP-NORC poll indicates a drop in confidence in America's faith in the safety of air travel.
64% of U.S. adults say plane travel is very or somewhat safe. That's down slightly from last year when 71% said that. About 2 in 10 adults now say air travel is very or somewhat unsafe, which is up from 12% in 2024. The poll was conducted shortly after the January 30th crash between a passenger jet and Army helicopter near Washington, D.C., but before a Delta jet flipped on its roof while landing in Toronto.
Correspondent Amelia Thompson. German voters choosing their new government today, an election dominated by worries about the years-long stagnation of Europe's biggest economy, as well as pressure to curb illegal immigration and growing uncertainty about the future of Ukraine and what NATO is going to do. California Governor Gavin Newsom asking Congress to approve nearly $40 billion in aid to help the Los Angeles area recover from January's devastating wildfires. Newsom asking for support from lawmakers quickly, vowed the funding will be used to rebuild homes and infrastructure. This is SRN News. The California Interscholastic Federation intends to keep on letting boys play on girls' sports teams despite President Trump's threat to withhold federal funding. The CIF says it will comply with the California law that, quote, permits students to participate in school athletic teams consistent with a student's gender identity. Meanwhile, the Illinois State High School Association says it is awaiting further guidance on the issue. Illinois also lets boys play on girls' sports teams. But officials say the president's executive order may require some changes. Fear is changing the way that Jewish people in the United States go about their daily lives. According to a new poll from the American Jewish Committee, 56% of Jews say they've abandoned certain behaviors and dropped certain activities for fear of anti-Semitism. That's up from 46% who were doing so a year ago. The most common thing poll respondents say they do to avoid anti-Semitism is wear no Jewish apparel. This is SRN News. Well, the Bronx Bombers can toss their razors.
The New York Yankees are dropping the ban on facial hair 49 years after it was imposed by then-owner George Steinbrenner. Current owner Hal Steinbrenner says, quote, "It is the appropriate time to move beyond the familiar comfort of our former policy." As recently as Monday, the Yankees had left reminders on the clubhouse chair of each player to arrive clean-shaven the following morning for photo day. But even that had been ignored by at least two players. Now, it doesn't matter. Jason Walker reporting.
Sticking with the baseball beat here, Juan Soto homered in his first spring training at-bat for his new team, hitting a solo shot to left center. First inning for the New York Mets against Houston. He just signed that $765 million contract. Here we go. This is SRN News.